Diane Abbott's privately educated son charged with biting police officer. By Jack Montgomery on December 5, 2019. James Abbott Thompson, son of Labor Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott, has been charged over an incident in which police officers were allegedly bitten and spat on. The incident is said to have taken place at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, FCO, building on King Charles Street in Westminster, London. Abbott Thompson, whose mother will have particular responsibility for law and order, national security, and immigration if her party leader and alleged former lover Jeremy Corbyn becomes Prime Minister following the British elections in December, previously worked for the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, and was posted to the British Embassy in Rome until June 2019. He is accused of striking and spitting at one police officer and biting another on the thumb sometime after arriving at the King Charles Street building and asking to speak to an individual who was not available. The Crown Prosecution Service, CPS, have confirmed that Abbott Thompson will appear at the City of London Magistrates Court in February 2020 in connection with the incident. James Adam Abbott Thompson, 28, was charged on Sunday 1 December with two counts of assault by beating of an emergency services worker, a spokesman for the Metropolitan Police further confirmed to Mail Online. He was further charged with an offence under Section 4 of the Public Order Act. He appeared in custody at Westminster Magistrates Court on Monday 2 December. He was granted bail and next appears at City of London Magistrates Court on 7 February. Abbott Thompson's father, Ghanaian architect Richard Thompson, divorced Ms. Abbott a year after his birth, according to reports. Ms. Abbott, a hard-left socialist, created something of a stir in 2003 when she was questioned over her decision to send her son to a £10,000 a year independent school, despite opposing private education as a matter of policy. She excused her actions by telling BBC interrogator-in-chief Andrew Neil that once a black boy is lost to the world of gangs, it's very hard to get them back, and that West Indian, Caribbean origin, mums will go to the wall for their children. Neil would later ask if there was a racist implication here that black mothers love their children more than white, and if West Indian mums are as wonderful as you say, why are there so many dysfunctional West Indian families in this country and so many West Indian young men who end up in a life of crime and gangs? Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.